All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Buffalo Bills are sending 4 draft picks to the Minnesota Vikings in exchange for wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Now, Minnesota gets a first-round pick from the Bills this year, along with a 5th and 6th round pick this year, as well as a 4th rounder in 2021. Now, this is a very steep price, but now the Bills are showing that they are all in on quarterback Josh Allen. Let's not forget, it was just a couple of years ago that the Bills traded up in the 1st round to take the quarterback out of the University of Wyoming. The Bills were able to make the playoffs last season with Allen under center, but they feel like this is their opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. The AFC East right now is going to be wide open, especially with the news today that Tom Brady will not be returning to the New England Patriots. And it's just going to be interesting to see if Allen and the Bills are going to be able to take that next step, because the pressure is on this team. We know that Bills head coach Sean McDermott can put together a quality defense. We've seen that in his 2 years there. But the thing that really hurt the Bills last season was their inability to get big explosive plays down the field. Now they have a wide receiver that can stretch the field in Diggs. But most importantly, it's going to take Allen to step his game up, because he's a guy that does not have a very high completion percentage. And on top of that, Buffalo took advantage of beating up on the teams that they were supposed to beat last season, the likes of the New York Giants, New York Jets, Miami Dolphins, and I could keep going down the list. But in order for you to take that next step, you got to make plays down the field. We saw that in the postseason from this Bills team. They had a double-digit lead on the road versus the Houston Texans, and had the Bills been able to make more plays in the passing game, that would have been a blowout. We're not even talking about the Houston Texans. So now they have their home run threat. They've obviously paid a steep price to do it. And if you're the Buffalo Bills, this is not a situation where maybe this will work. This has to work, especially with everything that you've given up to get Stephon Diggs. He has to be your guy, and now the time is for Josh Allen to grow up and take his game to the next level. It's all about whether or not these young Buffalo Bills are ready for the challenge. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.